بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يدعو بهؤلاء الكلمات اللهم إني أعوذ بك من فتنة النار وعذاب النار ومن شر الغنى والفقر رواه أبو داود عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to supplicate he would make dua with these words اللهم إني أعوذ بك من فتنة النار O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the tribulation of the hellfire. This was the literal translation. إني أعوذ بك من فتنة النار And the next part, وَعَذَابِ النَّارِ And from the punishment of the hellfire. So what's the difference in meaning from the fitna of the fire and from the azab of the fire? So Ulama explained that there are two things. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua. That Allah save us from the fire itself. That means the azab, that means the fire of Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. And the fitna of the fire means all those avenues that lead a person to Jahannam. That is known as the fitna of the fire. So all those avenues, whether it be a person misusing his eyes, whether it means a person misusing his tongue, whether it means misusing his ears, misusing the limbs of his body, whatever avenues there are of sin, Allah save us from those avenues of sin. Whether it means a person frequenting the wrong places, whether it means sometimes a person using the gadgets that he has wrongly, incorrectly, all these are aspects that lead a person to the fire of Jahannam. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, O Allah Pak, save me from the tribulations of the fire, save me from those avenues that will lead me to the fire of Jahannam. So one thing we learn from here is when it comes to evil, a person doesn't only keep himself away from the evil, anything that would encourage him to go towards that evil, to do the evil act, person stays away from that. For example, a person knows that if he's unnecessarily going to go to places where sin is taking place, now he may think that I might save myself, I won't get involved. But because he's in that environment that would encourage him to do the sin, person is frequenting such an environment, now that will encourage him. So that environment also a person stays away from. So where he knows there's intermingling taking place, where he knows there's music unnecessary, there's music taking place, where a person knows that he may misuse his eyes, or he may go and just think that I'm spending some time with the friends, but when he's there with the friends, then unnecessarily gossip and chit-chat will take place, ghibat will take place. So now person, he excuses himself, he rather stay away, rather keep himself away from that guna, save himself from the sin. Like that you'll get the pious people, that they're so careful. For example, if something were to lead them to sin, they will shun that completely from their lives. They won't even keep it. In our context, if a person finds that he's misusing his eyes on the phone, and what the pious would do is they'll take that phone and they'll throw it away. Never mind, I'll keep a very simple phone, some phone that just has an SMS feature, has a call feature. I won't get myself involved in anything because I know this is my weakness. It leads me to guna. One time is too much for me to destroy my akhirat. So this is what is meant by Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatin nar. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from the fitna of the fire. Wa adhabin nar, and all we know how severe the fire of Jahannam is. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from the azab, the punishment of the fire itself. The next part, wa min sharri al-ghina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from the evil of wealth. What is meant by the evil of wealth? Wealth in itself is a good thing if it is used correctly. If it is used correctly, it's spent in the correct avenue, then wealth itself is a good thing. But what is meant by sharri al-ghina, the evil of wealth, is those evil qualities that wealth can create in a person, that evil behavior that wealth creates in a person, that pride, that arrogance, that haughtiness, that greed, that holding back, that selfishness that is created in a person out of love for wealth. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for. I mean sharri al-ghina, from the evil of that wealth. Sometimes when a person has got wealth, then now it's very easy for him to look down at the next person, very easy for him to get angry with the next person. Why? He's got that muscle, got that financial authority. Now for him to talk anyhow to another person is very easy. Why? He feels he's much superior. And you'll find sometimes the person will be very arrogant with his staff also. Allah Pak save us. But all this is because of the greed of wealth and the greed of that power that comes with that wealth. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. وَمِن شَرِّ الْغِنَى And the last part of this dua, وَمِن شَرِّ الْفَقْرِ وَالْفَقْرِ That the evil of poverty. What is meant is sometimes poverty in itself is nothing wrong. Allah Pak has kept a person poor. The person should be happy with how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept me. But what is meant by sharri al-faqri, the evil of poverty, is sometimes a person when he is poor, he is trying to be like the rich person. So what he does now is he gets involved in bribery, he gets involved in corruption, he gets involved in stealing, he gets involved in deceiving. So all these things are the evil that is associated with him being poor. That is why he's not happy and just to stay like that. He's looking at a rich person and he wants to be like that man. So now he's trying all different avenues. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. I mean, شَرِّ الْفَخْرِ, and a person, he asks for protection from the evil of poverty. And sometimes it happens, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَادَ الْفَقْرُ أَيَّكُونَ كُفْرًا, that it is very likely that this poverty can become kufr. What it means is sometimes a person can't handle that very poor situation. Now he starts complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this leads the person to kufr. So this is also one fitna of a person being very, very poor. So therefore a person should ask, like the beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a dua for us to remember. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make a dua for his family. Allahumma ja'ala rizqa ali Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quta. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he mentions that after years of consulting with many, many people, with very, very wealthy people, etc., I realized the beauty of this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his family. That he would make the dua for his family, that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the rizq of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quta. Quta means just sufficient. Enough for them to come out. Make that quta means the person just breaks even enough. He doesn't have too much excess. And he doesn't have to look around, he doesn't have to beg around for money. He has just enough. He said, I realized the beauty of this dua. Because when a person has excess, now he has to look for avenues to spend that excess. Now he needs to go to Dubai, he needs to go to New York, he needs to go to Paris, he needs to go here, he needs to fly there, he needs to go for this entertainment, he needs to go for that. Why? He's got that excess. But if he doesn't have that excess, then he doesn't need to look for those avenues, those wrong avenues to spend that excess. But when he's got just enough, then he's working for the day. He works and he got enough. He's keeping himself occupied, so he has no time for gunas and he has no time to look for avenues to spend that excess wealth. And many times it's spent wrongly, many times it's used, as I mentioned, for all these different sins of becoming haughty, arrogant, a person looking down at people, treating people differently. So he says, I understand the beauty of this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sometimes we always think, or sometimes we think in our head, that I must have so much and I must chase. But how nice it is if we realize that with wealth also comes many problems. No person with wealth is free of problems. He got different problems. And when people that consult generally will tell you that the people that got wealth, they also got problems. Sometimes it's son-in-law problem, daughter-in-law problem. Sometimes the children are not listening. Sometimes the staff are not listening. Sometimes they got a dispute with the partners. So nobody is free of problems. Man that is poor is thinking, I wish I was rich. The man was rich, he's wondering how many problems I'm sitting in. What is the benefit of wealth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So what we learn from this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we must ask for protection from the fitnas that lead to Jahannam, and we ask for protection from Jahannam. We ask for the protection from the fitnas that of wealth, and we also ask for protection from the fitnas of poverty. Let's read this dua one time inshallah so we can get the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatin nar وعذاب النار ومن شر الغنى والفقر. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.